problematic partnership. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Biden administration warns Iran and Russia are moving closer to working hand-in-hand in producing military equipment.
Iran and Russia are considering a joint production line for lethal drones, White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says.
This is a full-scale defense partnership that is harmful, as I said, to Ukraine, to Iran's neighbors, and quite frankly, to the international community.
Iran has been supplying Russia with drones to use in Ukraine, and Kirby says Russia is collaborating with Iran in weapons development. Kirby says the U.S. is using tools at their disposal to disrupt those types of activities. The administration announced new sanctions on three Russian entities benefiting from Iranian drones. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A day after the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner as part of a prisoner swap with Russia, Russian President Vladimir Putin said more prisoner exchanges could take place if common ground is reached between the U.S. and Russia. This coming as American Paul Whelan has been jailed in Russia since 2018. As the holidays approach, federal health officials are urging Americans to get flu shots and COVID vaccines to prevent the spread of illnesses.
According to CDC data for the week after Thanksgiving, when families gathered together, nearly every state had high or very high levels of respiratory illness. Just seven were moderate or lower. Just last week, almost 26,000 people were admitted to the hospital with the flu, and there were seven pediatric deaths. The CDC also estimates this flu season so far, 13 million have gotten sick, with 120,000 requiring hospitalization.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, the CDC says 7,300 people have died from the flu this year. America is listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
More money is headed to Ukraine from the U.S.
A $275 million military aid package is being put together, according to Reuters. Correspondents say a document they saw outlines a plan to provide Ukraine with HIMAR launchers, ammo, Humvees, and generators. While U.S. lawmakers approved an additional $800 million for Ukraine for next year in the National Defense Authorization Act, this $275 million would come from presidential drawdown authority and be more immediate. In recent weeks, Russians have been focused on using missiles to attack critical infrastructure in Ukraine, including power and water facilities, including in the capital city of Kyiv. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge has dismissed criminal charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in connection with the Flint water crisis. Snyder had been charged with two misdemeanor counts of willful neglect of duty. Flint's water became tainted with lead after city managers appointed by Snyder began using the Flint River in 2014 to save money while a new pipeline to Lake Huron was built. The water wasn't treated to reduce its corrosive qualities, causing lead to break off from old pipes and contaminate the system for more than a year. Two major airlines are expanding their partnership despite objections from the government.
American Airlines and JetBlue Airways are still joining forces in the Northeast, even as a federal judge considers the government's attempt to kill the carrier's deal, contending that it will reduce competition and lead to higher fares. Among its plans, which depend on winning the lawsuit, American will add six new routes from New York City while dropping one, and JetBlue will start several new routes from New York and Boston. The Justice Department, along with six states and the District of Columbia, are suing to kill the partnership, which lets American and JetBlue work together on setting schedules and sharing revenue on flights in New York and Boston. A decision is expected early next year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.